When we think of holiday songs, those are two very non-traditional holiday songs, but somehow here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza, it absolutely works. That is St. Vincent with the song At the Holiday Party. That is from St. Vincent's album, Daddy's Home. And I listen to that song and I think about At the Holiday Party. I think about office holiday parties. And it is this point in the show where, as your loyal host, I feel like I have to give you two life lessons about office holiday parties. Lesson number one, you don't have to go. If you don't want to go, don't go. I didn't go, and I do not regret not going. You do not have to go. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two about office holiday parties. Unless your partner is begging you to go, unless your partner is best friends with the people that will be at the party, do not drag your partner to an office holiday party. Those are my two lessons about office holiday parties, inspired by St. Vincent and her song At the Holiday Party. Kicking that set off, it is Australian alternative singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett with her song Boxing Day Blues. I was excited to include that in this annual holiday extravaganza mix solely for the fact that I didn't get a chance over the course of 2025 to shine a light and celebrate the fact that Courtney Barnett's breakout album, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, which houses the song Boxing Day Blues, celebrated its 10-year anniversary in 2025. I cannot believe that Courtney Barnett has been making music. Well, she's been making music for over a decade, but the fact that that phenomenal album is a decade old is just incredible. When we talk about non-traditional artists, this next set is really that. Jill Sibuli, the alternative singer-songwriter Jill Sibuli. Sadly, we lost Jill earlier this year in a house fire. A musician, an artist, a woman that was just taken way too soon. Incredible, incredible songwriter that just knows how to bring in biting sarcasm and incredible humor to whatever the music is that she is penning. For nearly 25 years, almost every holiday extravaganza, we have featured Jill Sibuli here on Girly So Groovy. The last year or so, maybe we did not, but I thought if there was ever a year to include her, it is now. So giving you a whole new honest approach, what Christmas can look like for a lot of families. Here is Jill Sibuli right now here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza.
Drunk at our Christmas party. Christmas from the family. Fran and Rita drove from Harlingen. I can't remember how I'm kin to them.
It's so chic to be pregnant at Christmas. I feel like the round yon virgin of yore. 'Cause though I have a warm bed to sleep in, there's no room for me when I go to the store. 'Cause the aisles are so narrow and crowded. Christmas shopping has never been such a pain. Oops, here comes another Braxton Hicks contraction. Knickknacks again. Oh, the sales clerks are so friendly this Christmas. One said,
"Oh God, lady, don't have it here."
Their discretion and manners go right out the door when I am my stomach up here. People like to put their hands on my fundus, and they want to know exactly when I'm due. Say, why do you care? Are you planning to be there? I could use an extra labor coach or two. I have such fun at a party, trying hard to get high on life, desperately avoiding the smokers, being introduced to someone's little wife.
Not so little wife.
Enjoy being pregnant at Christmas, though my identity is draining away. And if I ever get asked my opinion again, I'll simply smile and continue to crochet. It's so biblical to be pregnant at Christmas, no matter what stories you believe. And I may suffer from Gravitz and heartburn and nausea and Charlie horses and overwhelming fatigue and frequent micturition and varicose veins and swollen ankles and shortness of breath and that tired, achy feeling in the groin. But I won't be alone on New Year's Eve.
Making her Girly So Groovy radio debut, it is Toronto singer-songwriter Nancy White. Now, describing Nancy White and trying to put a label on her is a very difficult job to do. In a sentence, she is a socially conscious singer-songwriter. She definitely can write satirical songs that are serious and force you to think. But where she really shines through are her songs that are just putting her wry sense of humor on absolute display. And that's what we just had. It's So Chic to Be Pregnant at Christmas is the name of that song. That comes from Nancy White's 1990 album, Momnipotent, Songs for Weary Parents. And then an artist that does exactly the same as Nancy White, Jill Sobule, an artist that knows how to deliver humor through satire. We heard this song, Merry Christmas from the Family. That comes from the 1995 Christmas compilation album, You Slay Me Again. Just a tip of the hat and huge hugs to Jill Sobule. We sadly lost her this year in a house fire, but so glad that her music continues to live on. Okay, let's keep things going. This next artist is an absolute pure diva, and I am not talking about Mariah Carey, who is just laughing all the way to the bank every year Christmas rolls around. I am talking about a diva that out-divas Mariah Carey. I am talking about an artist who has had her time in the sun this year. I am talking about Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy has had a moment, that's for sure, over the last couple of months. And when I think about Miss Piggy, we are all piggies. If we are tuning into Girly So Groovy, we are piggies. Miss Piggy is a diva, and Miss Piggy is an idol to look up to. So with that, we needed to make room in this year's annual holiday extravaganza for the absolute divine diva herself. It is Miss Piggy here on the annual holiday extravaganza.
I'm the Christmas queen at the Christmas show. Loving is graceful and classy. When the curtain's drawn, I'm a gorgeous one. Wonderful, pretty, and sassy.
She moves like a dream, except for her feet. Every third line, she might drop a is a vision in white. If only it wasn't so tight.
Watch it!
I'm the Christmas queen at the Christmas show. The lover is graceful and classy. When the curtain's drawn, I'm a gorgeous one with a slim and cute features.
What's your problem?
When she moves to her left, the stage starts to tilt.
What?
She may be off key, but she's sturdily built. Her dancing is divine.
Oh, thank
she's
you.
She's as light on her feet as a swine.
A swine? I don't mind to talk to you. I'm the Christmas queen. At the Christmas show, we'll talk later.
Love is graceful and pleasant. When the curtain's drawn, I'm a gorgeous one.
Too bad she's just so darn bossy.
Ah, shut up.
Oh, this is the part where I put on angel wings. I fly, I soar.
Inches from the floor.
Excuse me?
It takes 100 men to hoist her up again.
Well, I've never been so insulted. Bring me down! Oh!
Oh! Christmas queen at the Christmas show. Lover is graceful and classy. When the curtain's drawn, I'm a gorgeous one. Wonderful.
Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown. Tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you wanna make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you wanna take a sleigh ride,
whee!
The ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake, look at her tumbling down. Bringing joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town. Snow-white gown, tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you wanna make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you wanna take a sleigh ride, the ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake, look at her tumbling down. Bringing joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town. Susie's come to town.
Music right there from iconic American vocalist Rosemary Clooney, an artist who sang pop music with just an effortless, spirited swing, absolutely blurring the line between pop and jazz, whether it's a pop traditional song or a holiday classic. She just delivers so well. Rosemary Clooney right there with Susie Snowflake. That goes all the way back to 1951 when it was released as a holiday single from Rosemary Clooney and then used as the impetus behind the 1953 stop motion animated feature Susie Snowflake as well. And then, of course, on the front half of that set here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza, iconic American treasure, Miss Piggy. That is Miss Piggy with The Christmas Queen. That comes from the Muppet Christmas compilation called The Muppets, A Green and Red Christmas. I absolutely love that that song has a hi-ya moment from Miss Piggy. We need more Miss Piggy hi-ya moments in the world that we are living in. Be a Miss Piggy in the years that we are living in, and you will do just absolutely fine. There's two rules to live by that I've given you in this first hour alone of Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza party. One, you don't have to go to the office Christmas party if you don't want to. And two, be a Miss Piggy in the world that we are living in. We're going to keep things moving right now. It is classic girl group sounds with the Crystals right now here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza.
Hey!
This year marks 60 years of celebrating Christmas with the Supremes. It was back in 1965 that Detroit girl group the Supremes released their Motown classic album, Merry Christmas. And 60 years later, we are still drawing inspiration from it. We heard the song Silver Bells from the Supremes. And then, of course, starting things off on that set, it is the Crystals with Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. That comes from the compilation album, A Christmas Gift for You. It is such a phenomenal album of just so many great 1960s girl group artists. The Ronettes, the Crystals, it's Darlene Love. It is just this absolute beautiful Christmas sound. Again, A Christmas Gift for You. Parade of the Wooden Soldiers from the Crystals here on our annual holiday extravaganza. We have so much more of this annual holiday extravaganza to get to in the second hour of Girly So Groovy. But before we do that, just a quick programming note. I just want you to know that this loyal programmer of yours, this Santa, is tired. So what that means is after we wrap up the annual holiday extravaganza, Girly So Groovy is going into winter hibernation for the next 2 weeks. There will be no new Girly So Groovies. We'll be back the week of January 12th. Until then, know that you can listen to the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy by finding us online, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. You will find the annual holiday extravaganza. You will find last week's top 10 Girly So Grooviest and honorable mentions for the year, as well as regular programming. You can still actually catch back in November when we did our 2 hour cover songs episode as well. Don't forget, you can also stay in touch with the show anytime through our social media channels. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Before we dive into the second hour, let's wrap up the first hour. You know what? Okay, I cannot resist this. I wasn't planning on doing it, but I'm going to do it. So I'm going to tell you this right now. When we flip over to side two of this 2 hour mixtape that we call Girly So Groovy, that we call the annual holiday extravaganza, we're going to be kicking off the second hour with a Dolly Parton Christmas cover song. So why not wrap up the first hour with the Dolly Mama herself? It's actually Dolly Parton teaming up with Kenny Rogers right now from their incredible Christmas classic of an album, Once Upon a Christmas. Here is Dolly Parton with the song I Believe in Santa Claus.